And notice it's not the assembly appointing the elders. It is the apostles. Because we're coming to the end, I just don't want to miss the last two verses. So if there's any other comments on these other verses. In verse 27 and 28, we see Paul and Barnabas returning to Antioch. And there, they're telling to the entire assembly, they're giving a report. And it says in verse 28, they stayed there a long time. So we see the place from which they left was the local assembly, and that is also the place they returned. So there's an accountability, also a joy to say, you know, the Lord indeed is bringing in the Gentiles, and these are the things we experienced, and you gave us your right hand of fellowship, and we want to recognize that. There's accountability, but also there's unity, there's harmony, there's joy in all that the Lord is doing. It's not as if Paul and Barnabas are better than the assembly, but they're part of that assembly, and they are desiring to share what God has done, not just through them, but what God is doing, and then also to see the refreshment. We need to be refreshed, brethren, to be used of the Lord. Sometimes we overdo the refreshment, and we have a lot of time of refreshment and not enough time of doing. And sometimes we have a lot of time in doing and not enough refreshment. There needs to be a real balance in this. But if the Apostle Paul and Barnabas would rest a while, if the Lord Jesus, the supreme example, would take time off, if I may put that expression, where he would go aside and rest a while, how much need that is. To be useful for the Lord, we cannot be overused in the sense of exhaustion, and then we're really not going to be effective. But the Lord would point out here the accountability and also, I think, the restfulness in verse 28.
Bill, would you mind if I just ask a quick question on that? Is this accountability just simply the matter of, well, I'm coming back and telling you how many souls I've won and how great things, exploits have been accomplished? Could you help us a little bit on that?
No, I think it's a recognition of the assembly's authority as well as the unity that is there. These were not two evangelists going out independent of them, but they were directly connected with the assembly. And there was the recognition of God's work, which they wanted to share with them. Did you have another thought that you wanted to?
Or a second. Paul, in his confirming and establishing the saints and giving account of what God had done, is in keeping with what God had purposed when he says that to him in chapter 9, that is when he says to Ananias that, but the Lord said unto him, Ananias, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. The vessel chosen had to have the same characteristics which he sought to encourage the saints. And when he encouraged them to continue in the grace of God, the message concerning Christ was indeed, he came and brought the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the instrument that God will use has to present these very truths in that same spirit, in submission, but really also by the grace of God. It is the grace of God that teaches. The same grace that brought salvation now teaches how to live, so on.
So I think we've come to the end of our study at this point. I know there's much more that we could add to what is found here, but we'll leave that to our private studies at home after the conference.